The Guinea-Bissauans have not had a budget for the last year and a half. Elbio Rosselli, permanent representative of Uruguay to the United Nations, briefed the press in New York late on Thursday. He made the remarks after UN Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman briefed the Security Council on the situation in the West African country. Every few months, there's a new change of prime minister who is unable to get his program of work through the Congress, said Ambassador Rosselli.
The Conakry Agreement has not been fulfilled, and therefore it's our call to the leadership and to all the political parties in Guinea-Bissau to take on their responsibilities, to come to an agreement and get the country into a normal situation.
Under the Conakry Agreement, a prime minister appointed by the Guinea-Bissau president should remain in office until the 2018 legislative elections. The prime minister, accepted by all the political parties, would then form an inclusive government in line with the principle of proportional representation. The West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, also announced it's moving ahead with the full withdrawal by June 30 of its troops. Stationed in Guinea-Bissau since the military coup in April 2012 under a six-point roadmap. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.